defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! 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 It's Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Thursday, December 8th. 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, have you ever lost a grandparent? Not like deceased, actually lost them. Well, this seems to be a routine problem in a town just north of Tokyo in Japan. In order to combat this, the local authorities have begun putting barcodes on their elderly citizens who suffer from dementia. They're actually sticking QR codes on their fingernails and toenails. I mean, I guess that beats trying to stuff them into a lost and found box, but geez. You know, it might make some conspiracy theorists here in the U.S. wonder what exactly the government is putting into these vaccines they make you get. All right. Let's get to today's big three headlines. When they aren't trying to get low-skilled workers 50% wage increases, the unions are now fighting back when it comes to keeping jobs in the United States. One union boss is pissed off that President-elect Donald Trump saved thousands of jobs from being shipped to Mexico. We'll tell you who this clown is and why he's so upset. Also, how close are we to knowing who will be the next Secretary of State? Sources are saying it could be as early as next week. We appear to be down to only four choices now. We'll talk about those choices and make our best predictions. And Iran stands to be the one country with the most to lose from a Donald Trump presidency. We'll go over what they're saying behind the nuclear curtain and whether or not we should begin to take them seriously. All that plus January 20th could be an inauguration fit for a reality star. Rumors are flying about what might be on the table for that day. The people of Michigan can finally stop holding their breath, and perhaps the same could be true of those in Pennsylvania next week. And believe it or not, we have one more Senate election to go. Could it be bad news on the bayou for Democrats? We have a lot to get to today, but first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You guys know the drill. You gotta check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. There's a How to Listen page there, some cool stuff there. You can just plug in your zip code. It'll tell you where we're on every single day. Also, new articles are now posted, and new Rhino rants are posted. One of them you have to listen to. It's a radio clip. Makes me get goosebumps whenever I hear it. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. Also on Gab, same handle, at Rhino on Air. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/The Rhino Report. And as always, you can email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We have a lot to get to. You do not want to miss it.
Kahana Pali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
All right, guys, welcome back to Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. You know, it may actually be a small version of a pole dancing episode today. We have one pole we're going to talk about. We're not going to lead with it. I'm going to keep you in suspense on that one. But as always, a big hello to everyone listening right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed, as well as streaming talkradio.com and the replay midnight Eastern on KLRN Radio. .com. Big hello to you guys and everyone listening on CRN Channel 1, 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday to Friday. And you can download that app from your Google Play or iTunes store and take us wherever you go. What's better than that? Hope you guys are having a good day, a good week. It's like weekend eve, right? Friday eve, Thursday, I guess it kind of is. Hope you're having a better week than I am. My week has been very, very long, and I don't always share stories about my other job with you guys, only when I think it's pertinent or maybe slightly humorous. So I have a lot of people who are out right now. They're on vacation, they're sick, the flu is going around here like crazy. So I've had to take on a few jobs of my own, and I don't mind getting dirty and getting out of the office and doing some stuff. So I agreed to do an install. That's a furnace, a gas furnace, and a humidifier. So I said, okay, it'll take me a couple of days, no problem. So I get there, and I have all the equipment put on the roof, and I'm doing all the wiring. It's a lot of control wiring. The building has a whole automation setup. It's a pain in the ass. So I'm crawling through one of the ceilings last night. Now, some of you who download the show every day, you'll know or notice that the show has not been posted at its normal time. That's because I've been doing this week. It's been a little bit later. So I'm crawling through the ceiling, and I'm wondering to it's a dark ceiling, and I'm wondering to myself how there could be so much gravel and sandy material inside the ceiling. So I'm on my hands and knees, and I do the thing when you're in a ceiling you should never do. I turn on my flashlight. Take out my cell phone, wrestle it out of my pocket, turn the flashlight mode on, I point it down, I am kneeling in about 2 inches of mouse poo. That's what I'm kneeling in. That's what I've been crawling through for the last 30 feet in the ceiling. So, that being said, I hope you're having a better week than I. You know who's not having a great week also? Is this clown mayor comrade Bill de Blasio. Not having a good week. He had asked the federal government for $35 million to offset some of the security pay that they've been doling out to the NYPD and various law enforcement agencies within New York City to pay for the security of Trump Tower. They're parking dump trucks full of sand in front of it. They have all sorts of law enforcement officers with high-powered rifles around the whole place. And he wants money to offset all of this. And he wants $35 million. Well, Congress said, yeah, you know, we can't give you that much. That's a lot of money. So they gave him $7 million. $7 million to try to offset some of the costs. Now, it's worth noting that I live a stone's throw from New York City, and I have never heard of Mayor de Blasio ever asking Congress for money to pay for security when President Obama is here. They do it willingly. No problem. When they have the UN meetings here, no problem. We'll foot the bill. Everything's cool. But for Donald Trump, Republicans, you guys gotta pay. Gotta pay up. So They didn't give him what he wanted. He's complaining. He's crying. He's whining. He does whatever Bill de Blasio does on a normal basis. So he's not having a good week either. And I know you guys out there on the West Coast, we'll get a little off topic here. Some of you on the, I guess, northern part of California woke up to a little bit of a shake this morning. A little bit of shake, rattle, and roll. I guess there was a 6.5 magnitude earthquake that was just off the coast, 102 miles west of Ferndale, 20 miles of Eureka. So 20 miles west of Eureka, about 6:50 a.m. I don't know how you guys do it. I just don't know how you do it. How the earth just starts shaking and you go, oh, no big deal. Just an earthquake. I mean, 6.5 is nothing to sneeze at. That's pretty big if you ask me. In fact, you've had two other ones this week. You had one on Monday that was like 117 miles northwest of Eureka. That was a 4.4. And then Tuesday you had a 4.3 that was 37 miles southwest of Eureka. It looks like Eureka's in the crosshairs. I mean, I'm no geologist, but it sounds like something's... Now we had one just minutes ago. It was like an 8.0, the Solomon Islands. I don't know. See, this is why I pay attention to geology and astronomy. Things, you know, real sciences, because I don't believe in the pseudoscience of climate change. I never have, I never will. Nobody will ever convince me that it's true. And I've said it a million times on this show, the Earth goes through cycles. Warming periods, cold periods. It all has to do with where we are. It's called entropy. You go through a cycle. Things have a beginning and things have an end. And our Earth has been around for about 4.5 or 5 billion years, and we've gone through a whole bunch of changes. We've had a magma surface. We've had ice ages, everything in between. So to think that driving around a Chevy Tahoe is going to have any impact on that is totally ludicrous and very self-serving of us to think that we have something to do with how a massive, giant rock with a molten core that orbits in the middle of space, we have something to do with how that works. It's unbelievable to me that people can believe that. And just to further this for a second, there were scientists in Belgium who had a little meeting yesterday. And one of them says that in 5 billion years, doesn't matter what we do, we're all going to be gone anyway. And there are various theories about how the Earth may come to an end. If you watch that show Doomsday on History Channel, which I advise you don't if you're in a bad mood, because it won't help, of how this could come about. They're saying that the sun is going to swell. It's going to engulf Mercury. It's going to engulf Venus. Probably come just shy of engulfing us. But it's going to be kind of warm. It's going to be warm because the sun's going to be 100 times the size it is right now. Imagine looking up at the sun right now and seeing how big it is. What, like the size of like a dime in the sky or something like that? Now make it 100 times bigger. That's how big it's going to be. And then 2 billion years later, it's going to shrink down to a miniature white dwarf star, they're saying. 1 teaspoon of white dwarf star material, just 1 teaspoon, it weighs 5 tons. That's how dense these things are. So to think that we have any impact on any of this stuff is absolutely crazy. It's nuts. The scientists are basing this on a star they found about 208 light years away that seems to be an exact duplicate of our sun. And they've seen what it's been doing over the years. Well, you know, they have these radio telescopes and stuff because they can't monitor for 5 billion years. But you get the point. See, I follow real sciences with real scientists, not people just working on grants trying to find a problem that they can study more. Oh, the ocean today is 1 degree warmer than it was last week. Not taking into account the fact there's a motor in the boat and that creates heat. Well, we can't interject fact into this. We need more money. The ocean's getting warm. The ocean's getting cold. There's more pollen than usual. Lots of hot air. It's crazy. Thank God Donald Trump won. Thank God. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about Billboard's Woman of the Year. And we'll tell you what Mark Wahlberg has to think about celebrities. And did Newsweek make a big goof? All that plus how Trump is going to deal with unions. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Check out all the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. Or you can go to rhinoreport.com, and they're all there on the Listen page, as well as a Listen Now button. If you go to rhinoreport.com, and you hit the Listen tab, and then you go to the top left-hand corner, there's a Listen Now button, and you can listen at 2 p.m. Eastern to the show. How about that? We're making real progress around here. Real big strides. All right. So yesterday, Time Magazine, who I guess is still in publication, they named Donald Trump the Person of the Year 2016. And they took the opportunity to call him a demagogue and a huckster and, yeah, this stuff. You know. And then they used the runner-up was Crooked Hillary. They used the opportunity to praise her. Like an American Moses, she was an imperfect prophet, leading women to the edge of the promised land. Now it's up to another woman to enter it. That's in the article. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, let's see, they say Trump's America is where a hijab-wearing college student in New York reports being attacked and jeered in the name of the next president. Where American-born children ask their citizen parents if Trump will deport them. Where white supremacists throw out Nazi salutes. But Hillary Clinton is a near prophet. Near prophet. Like Moses-like. The American Moses. I wonder if anyone at Time Magazine actually knows who Moses was. Not like Moses Malone. Like actual Moses. Probably not. Probably not. So, we got that. And then we had Billboard. you know, Billboard likes to, they're kind of like Rolling Stone. Okay, we're going to be sort of newsy, but not really. Just news we want to do with our spin. We don't care about two sides of the story. And as I've always said, it's a mighty thin dollar bill that doesn't have two sides. And the Billboard Woman of the Year is Madonna, which is absolutely ridiculous to me. I haven't heard Madonna's name in 20 years. But somehow she's the Woman of the Year. And I don't think, the last time I heard her name, actually, I think it was like August. And wasn't she promising to, like, perform oral whatever on guys if they voted for Hillary? Wasn't that, like, her last big statement? I mean, obviously well-qualified to be the Woman of the Year if she's planning on doing that to 45 million men in this country. But let's see. They ask, it's a whole interview. What are you doing today? So this is the question we're asking the 2016 Woman of the Year from Billboard. What are you doing today? Like, that's what you ask your best friend. She goes, I'm in New York trying to get my Raising Malawi auction together for Art Basel in Miami. Just dealing with the artist and temperamental people. This qualifies her to be Woman of the Year. So then they go on in the interview. And they ask her, how did you feel about the outcome of the election? We can't wait to hear this answer. She goes, it felt like somebody died. It felt like a combination of the heartbreak and betrayal you feel when someone you love more than anything else leaves you, and also a death. I feel that way every morning. I wake up and I say, oh, wait, Donald Trump is still the president? It wasn't a bad dream that I had? It feels like women betrayed us. So, just point of fact, Donald Trump is not the president. He's not still the president. He's not yet the president. So we'll have to get that right next time, Miss Madonna, or whatever your real name is. And it feels like women betrayed us. That's interesting. So the interviewer says a very deep question here. They say, why do you think that is? She goes, well, women hate women. They hate women. That's what I think it is. Women's nature is not to support other women. It's really sad. Men protect each other, and women protect their men and children. Women turn inward, and men are more external. A lot of it has to do with jealousy and some sort of tribal inability to accept that one of their kind could lead a nation. Now, you almost had me here, where you say women turn inward, and men are more external. Okay, that sounds like it might be a reasonably thought out statement. And then she goes into tribal inabilities. Are we a tribe? Are we a country? Are we a family? Are we a clan? These all have different definitions. Tribal inability. So pretty much what she's saying here to all you women out there is that you guys don't care about each other, you're catty, and you don't think you're capable of leading a country. Well, we've had like 45 total female world leaders ever. So their population seem to feel, so something's wrong with us. Something's really wrong with us. She ends this interview here. The interviewer says, were you surprised? And she says, of course, I was devastated, upset, in shock. I haven't really had a good night's sleep since he's been elected. We're blanked. I can't say the word, but it begins with F. We're blanked. She hasn't had a good night's sleep. Maybe stop putting out sexual offers to 40 million men out there. Maybe get some sleep. All right, guys, when we come back, maybe we'll talk about this more. We'll talk about Newsweek. We'll talk about Trump and how he's clashing with unions and why Michigan can breathe a sigh of relief.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and our award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. Calling all party planners, private rooms still available for your holiday luncheon or dinner. Try our Holiday Express lunch buffet, just $12.95 per person. It includes tossed green salad, lasagna, chicken cacciatore, sausage and peppers, pasta alfredo, homemade rolls, and butter, garlic bread, and Zeppoli's, our famous Italian donuts. Plan your holiday party now. Call Angelo's and Vinci's at 714-879-4022. Angelo's and Vinci's, your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of food and fun and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Join me and Michael Horn on the PM Show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk. We talk about things in the sports world nobody else does. So listen in to me and Mike at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. And go to crntalk.com for more information on other showtimes. And don't forget to take us with you by downloading the CRN app on the App Store.
All right, guys, welcome back to this crude Thursday edition of the Rhino Report, talking about Madonna, the Billboard Woman of the Year. She can't get any sleep. Perhaps when you offer to fellate 40 million men, that's what happens. And they go on to ask her here. We'll get right to this. Do you know anybody who voted for Trump? And she says, yeah. And I've gotten into major arguments. And the interviewer says, what did they say? And she replies, that they'd rather have a successful businessman running the country than a woman who lies. That's absurd. That's absurd. Who would think that that would possibly be a reasonable explanation for who they voted for and why? And then she goes on. We live in a country that's run by bankers. Well, listen, Madonna, Miss 80s and 90s, perhaps in those decades, yes, this country was run by bankers. I will agree with you there. However, now in 2016, we're not run by bankers. This country is run by insurance companies. Totally different thing. Totally different. You cannot turn to these celebrities to get any sort of qualified answer. It's an appeal to unqualified authority. the interviewer says, when you go to Malawi or travel the world, you must clearly get a sense of how our president affects the globe because, you know, you're so well-traveled, right? She says, we're the laughingstock of the universe right now. So apparently Madonna has been to Jupiter. She's been to Pluto. She's probably always on Pluto. She's been to Jupiter and Saturn and Mars. She's taken a poll of all these planets, perhaps even the larger asteroids too, like Eros and things like that, and with a laughingstock. We can no longer criticize other governments, other leaders. I'm hanging my head in shame. Yeah, okay. All right, goodbye, Madonna. We're done with you. We're done. Mark Wahlberg, this guy's pretty funny. I don't know. Oh, by the way, there's now a Wahlburgers near me. I have not been there. But the minute they opened a Chick-fil-A, I was like third online, and I haven't stopped going there. Hopefully Wahlburgers is the same way. But I don't go to places generally in the first month of them opening. You gotta let them get the listeria and all the cleaning stuff out of the way. All the people getting sick, let that get out of the way, and then you can go there. But Mark Wahlberg, and I'm not sure what his political tilt is. I don't really pay attention to celebrities much, except when they open up burger joints. But he says that, listen, the average person out there, they might buy your CD or watch your movie, but they don't put food on your table. They don't pay their bills. A lot of Hollywood is living in a bubble. They're pretty out of touch with the common person. Every day, the everyday guy is out there providing for their family. What he's saying here, this is an interview, and he's saying that the average person doesn't care what a celebrity thinks, but we're told we should care. But we just don't. They don't provide for us. Most of them have never even known what it's like to have to live paycheck to paycheck, let alone no paycheck. And he actually gets it here. From my understanding, he comes from rather humble beginnings because a lot of these actors out there and actresses, they're sons of and daughters of and nieces and nephews of. You know, very few come from the heartland who worked on a farm or worked in a factory or went in a coal mine and then got their big break. There's a few out there, musicians, like Toby Keith, I think, right? He worked on oil rigs for a while. But it's very, very few and far between. And Mark Wahlberg gets that, which is why you don't hear someone like him spouting off so much, which is why I don't know what political affiliation he is. We had Denzel Washington yesterday. He was complaining about fake news because someone wrote an article that he supported Trump. When I guess he didn't, and he was really offended by that. So, you know, he took his red carpet stroll to make everyone aware of the fact that he doesn't support Trump. So, we gotta keep dealing with him. I just don't go to their movies. I don't do any of that. I go to the big box store, and I buy DVDs when they're in, like, the dollar basket. That's what I do. I don't go to that. Who wants to pay $40 to go to the movie? That's an astronomical amount of money. I could think of a much better use for $40 than going to a 1.5-hour movie that's not even any good. Oh, this is funny. Newsweek, you guys probably heard this already, but Newsweek, they had their Madam President issue already printed and already at newsstands. And it was an assumption that Hillary Clinton was going to win the election. And I guess there were some copies that snuck out. There are copies on eBay selling for like $200. I mean, is it kind of like that Dewey Wins paper, maybe to have something like that for memorabilia? Perhaps. Perhaps. And they had T-shirts printed up they were going to sell. It's pretty funny. But they didn't have a Trump one made up, so it took them a few days to get in. That's how crazy this was. Now, for months on this show, I told you, in my opinion, Trump has a chance. I never once said on this show he's going to win. I never once said Hillary was going to win. I didn't make any predictions because there were some signs pointing to Trump, but there were a lot of signs pointing to Hillary. And a lot of people made that same presumption. And Newsweek here being one of them. So they recalled this thing, and there's a whole bunch still out there. You know, they're selling them on eBay and whatever else. So just shows that your news media was all ready to coronate Hillary. They've been ready to coronate Hillary for, what, 8 years now? 16 years? Long time. Long time. All right, so let's get to this carrier stuff. Trump saves jobs at carrier. He makes a phone call. He didn't wave a magic wand, right? Didn't President Obama say, you know, it's not that easy to keep jobs here or bring jobs back. You can't just wave a magic wand. Well, whatever Trump waved, it seemed to work because he kept about 1,100 jobs here at Carrier in Indiana. And we all know this. Now, this guy, Chuck Jones, who is the president of the United Steelworkers 1999 is their local, he got into a bit of a Twitter dust-up with Donald Trump. Trump says Chuck Jones, who is president of United Steelworkers 1999, has done a terrible job representing workers. No wonder companies flee country. And he followed that up later. If United Steelworkers 1999 was any good, they would have kept those jobs in Indiana. Spend more time working, less time talking, reduce dues. This is going to be an ongoing thing between unions and Donald Trump. And the unions are going to have to either get on board or get lost because their workers did not vote for Hillary Clinton. The BAs were out there. The political action committees for these unions were out there, whether it be AFL-CIO, SEIU, or the USW, UAW, AFSCME, CSEA. They were all for Hillary Clinton. But their workers were not. There's a tremendous disconnect there, much in the same way that the Democrats have a disconnect with their voting base. Almost the same. Funny how that works, right? When you sleep in the same bed, you get the same fleas. We'll continue with this. Plus, Michigan, you guys can stop holding your breath, guys. It's all good. Trump wins.
This report is brought to you by the Salvation Army. Following its most successful fundraising campaign to date, the Salvation Army wants Americans to keep sharing their reasons for giving. During this year's Red Kettle campaign, using hashtag Red Kettle Reason. Supporters can visit redkettlereason.org to start their own hashtag Red Kettle Reason fundraisers and designate the cause area they'd like their contribution to support, from hunger and shelter to Christmas assistance. Eric Church will take the stage for a nationally televised live halftime performance during the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving Day game to signify the official kickoff of the Red Kettle campaign. This marks the 20th anniversary of the partnership between the Dallas Cowboys and the Salvation Army. David Jeffrey, National Commander, the Salvation Army.
As we kick off this year's season of giving, we're especially thankful for our 20 years of partnership with the Dallas Cowboys and the more than $2 billion raised during that time that helps the Salvation Army live out our mission to meet human need wherever necessary.
For more, visit redkettlereason.org.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I resort.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to this Thursday non-pole dancing edition of the Rhino Report. We do have one poll to get to. One poll, we'll get to it soon, I promise. So let's finish up this Carrier stuff. Trump saves 1,100 jobs. This guy, Chuck Jones, who's the president of the United Steelworkers, Local 1999, says that's not the right number. It's not going to be that many jobs. It's less than that. He's all mad. You know why he's mad? Because his union workers are going to vote him out of a job. This is what happens with these elected officials. They're going to get voted out of a job. He says he can't justify the numbers, and he overreacted. Of course, CNN covered this, right? Leave it to CNN to try to find somebody who doesn't like the fact that Donald Trump is saving jobs before he's even president. Leave it to 2 sources, CNN or The View. Those birds on The View, I got to tell you, boy, they are out of their minds. Talk about a bunch of low-information nut jobs that have no idea what they're talking about. None whatsoever. They live in their bubbles, and that's all they know. When was the last time you took political advice from Raven Simone or Joy Blowhard? Why would you ever take advice from them? And now they put The View, it's in the ABC News section. It's not entertainment anymore. That's how skewed this is. They want to call places like the Rhino Report and Breitbart and Zero Hedge fake news. Meanwhile, they put The View in their news department? It's absolutely ludicrous what they do. So this guy is going to probably get voted out, as is most union presidents around there across the country. I'm not all that upset about that. And Trump is going to go on saving more jobs. This makes Obama look like a total stooge. It really does. A total stooge. You have he's going to bring 50,000 jobs here, plus a couple thousand he saved already. The guy is not even president yet. He's a civilian. And he's saving more jobs than our president ever did. Of course, Barack Obama let 300,000 manufacturing jobs flee the country and then didn't say to the workers, we'll get them back. What he said was, we'll retrain you. We'll retrain you. No worries. Oh, you fixed air conditioners for 30 years? Guess what? Now you can, like, put up solar panels, and we'll put you through training for that. No, get out of here. I want to fix air conditioners. It's like, you do what you know. They're all mad. All mad. People in Michigan, though, not so mad right now. Trump wins. A federal judge had said that Jill Stein has no legal standing to file for the recount, and you don't go through these procedures of a recount to ensure that the vote was not hacked or something. You have to have some standing, and she had none. She got 1.07% of the vote in Michigan, which is about 0.07 more than I got, and she's not legally entitled to hijack the will of the voters, says State Republican Party Chairman Ronna Romney McDaniel. So the judge here also said that you don't use a recount to test the integrity of a voting system that has never been endorsed by any court before. So they're going to be in court with Pennsylvania next week. I'm sure that will get knocked down too. We have the Electoral College meeting on the 19th. I don't believe Trump will get all 306. He's got that one dingbat in Texas, that Chris Suprin, whatever his name is, who's not going to vote for Trump. So he may get, you know, 300, high 290, something like that. Something like that. Either way, guess what? He's getting sworn in. He's getting sworn in on January 20th. Which brings us to what that might look like. They're saying it might look like a reality thing. I don't know. I guess he's been talking with Mark Burnett. Him and Mark Burnett are good buddies. He had his hand in The Apprentice. He's also had his hand in Survivor and The Voice. Rumor is they may do a parade up Fifth Avenue, which would be somewhat like the Canyon of Heroes here in New York City, and then get on a helicopter and then go to D.C. for the swearing-in ceremony. I mean, that'd be kind of cool. And it'll all be live, like there'd be cameras in the helicopter and stuff. That would be kind of neat. I'd be up for watching that. There are people saying The Warp. The Warp, I guess, is a fake news site. They're saying that the Trump camp will pay people anything. They can't get any stars to perform. All the stars are so mad. They're so upset. Madonna's busy. But they're going to pay all their fees, and they don't just want Ted Nugent, or they don't just want, you know, someone like that Kid Rock. They want someone, you know, like a Justin Timberlake or a Bruno Mars. Well, I don't want someone like a Justin Timberlake or Bruno Mars. I don't want them. I want who wants to be there. You know what? Go to a local pub or a local bar, find a classic rock band doing cover songs, and invite them. I'm cool with that. I don't got to see Beyonce or Bruno Mars. Who cares about them? I don't care about them. No one does. Beyonce did the national anthem for 2012 when Obama got sworn in again. And James Taylor did America the Beautiful. Remember that, James Taylor? And then we shipped him off to France to sing You've Got a Friend. We're not going to help you, France. We're not going to invoke Article 5 of NATO. We're just going to send James Taylor, and he's going to sing you a few songs. A little ditty. How's that sound? Stupid. Absolutely dumb. We got a motor here. We have a new poll by Breitbart. This is interesting. Trump's popularity is at a new high. Now, I get the honeymoon period. I understand all that. But it's still, he picked up a lot of points. 30 days ago, his popularity, favorability was 33%. That's before the election. And his unfavorable was 50%. Now, his favorable is 50% and unfavorable is 43%. He picks up 17 points in 30 days. It took electing this guy to finally figure out that people like him. George W. had a favorability rating this time in 2001 of 59%. Obama had a favorability of 68% in May, and we did this poll too, I think. Quinnipiac showed that Trump had a 20% favorability and 69% unfavorability. So we're net plus 7. We're net plus 7. That doesn't include Hollywood. All right. When we come back, maybe we'll talk about this race that's going on down the bayou. This always happens in Louisiana. You always have, like, three runoffs, and by the time you pick a senator, it's time to elect them again. So we'll talk about that. And how close is Donald Trump to picking his Secretary of State? Some sources say next week, but the sources aren't really naming names, except one CBS reporter who thinks he knows everything, but he thought he knew everything about 4 months ago, too. Hang in there, guys. One more segment to go here on the Rhino Report on the RWB Network. Hey, guys. Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, welcome back to this last segment of today's Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. We did one poll. We'll try to do one poll every Thursday. We'll find a weird poll to do. How about that? But this one was somewhat applicable, so we did it. I don't think we're getting to Iran today. We'll do that on the weekend show. That's going to take more than 4.5 minutes or so. We'll get to that tomorrow. I don't think we'll be nuked in the next 12 hours, so I think we'll be all right. So Secretary of State, this is the one that we're all waiting for. Major Garrett seems to believe of CBS. I think he was in Fox News, too, for a while. Seems to think it's going to be Mitt Romney. That seems to be what the popular decision is. I believed General David Petraeus is out, and I think he was out from the beginning. I don't think you could have somebody who was actually, you know, found or pled guilty to a crime. I don't think, and plus you also have, you had General John Kelly, he's now going to be running the DHS, and then you have Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, he's going to be National Security Advisor, and of course James Mattis, General James Mattis, who was named Secretary of Defense. So I don't think you would have four generals in the upper echelons there. So Petraeus out, and Giuliani, you know what? I don't, you know, there was an interview with Giuliani about, I want to say it was 2 weeks ago, when he sounded, he was on TV, and he looked a little pompous when he was asked about Secretary of State and how it was between him and John Bolton. And he goes, well, I think I'm the best one, and I would take it if you gave it to me, and I'm not going to be the AG. I think he came off a little pompous there, and I don't know if Donald Trump loves that. Donald Trump's one of those guys, you have to earn it. He's not going to give you anything. You have to earn it. So I hate to say it. I think it might be Romney. I really do. I don't like it. I think it's a bad pick. I think he's going to catch a lot of flack for it. Because I don't think Romney's going to forward the Trump agenda. I think Romney will forward the Romney agenda. So we'll figure out what happens there. We'll know next, probably by, I would say, Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll figure it out. Maybe there's a dark horse in here somewhere we don't know about. All I know is I'll throw my hat in the ring for press secretary. I'll do that. I know you have, Laura Ingraham. Yeah, she's pretty good. And you have this guy Miller, who's the campaign spokesperson or the transition spokesperson. I guess they're maybe in the hunt for press. I would do press secretary. I would do that. Yes, you in the back from MSNBC. Why don't you ask me a not dumb question next time, and I'll get back to you. That's how I would handle this. I'd handle it that way. Vox, Slate, you guys are out. Get out of here, you fake news. All right, so you have the Senate race going on in Louisiana. These Senate races in Louisiana, they go on for months and years. By the time they pick somebody, it's time to run again. They have like 17 different levels of primaries and then runoffs, and then they have to get into a foot race, and then they got to, you know, race eggs down a sidewalk. It's crazy how they do this down there. There were, like, so many people involved. You had the Foster Campbell, you know, who's now the Democrat running. You had David Duke. You had Carolyn Fayard. You had John Fleming. I mean, now you're down to Kennedy. All right, John Kennedy is the GOP candidate, and the Democrat candidate is Foster Campbell. Right now, Kennedy has a lead in a real clear average of 52-38, 14 points. Looks like he'll win there. That will give the Republicans the nuclear option majority of 52-48. And that's what they would need to confirm anybody they want. Thank you, Chuck Schumer. So we'll see how this plays out. But yeah, we should know Louisiana's next senator by 2020. That's when we should know when they're picked. So. Also, Chris Christie looks like he may be in line for the head of the RNC. He's up against Ronnie Romney McDaniel, who we just talked about, out of Michigan. And perhaps Mercedes Schlapp. Perhaps Mercedes Schlapp, she could be heading up the RNC. All right, guys. Hope you had a good time. Hope you're having a great day. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please keep it up. Please, please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great rest of your day. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.